Sergeant Bernson says the investigation started last fall with a focus on street-level methamphetamine and heroin dealers.
In the cases like that, you kind of stockpile your information, and you don't necessarily wrap it all up at once because you want to maximize those resources and see how far you can get into those different networks in town. And so that's what we've been doing over the last handful of months and got to the point where we're ready to indict them.
Bernson says the investigation included multiple drug buys using informants. Police also served search warrants to seize other evidence. He says tips from the public were useful throughout the investigation. That included local business owners as well as residents who he says were sick of seeing drug activity in their neighborhoods.
We had some people really step up and just say, hey, listen, we're sick of this. And they came forward with information and were willing to do some things. And you know, that's the only way you can really start to, you know, make a dent in this.
Bernson says that while the 12 defendants were charged at around the same time, they weren't necessarily connected. Some of the dozen are co-defendants, but for the most part, the people charged were not directly involved. He says a drug investigation can lead in many different directions.
And so that's what we kind of try to do sometimes, just kind of cast a wide net and see, you know, where our resources point us and then go from there. And just because there's a bunch of names doesn't always mean they're necessarily involved together.
When asked whether charging these 12 people will make a difference in the availability of drugs in Ketchikan, Bernson says that's an age-old question that doesn't really have an answer. But the problem can't just be ignored.
You're not going to stop drugs, just like you're not going to stop any other crime from happening. You're not going to stop assaults. You're not going to stop DUIs because people are people, and they have the ability to make the wrong choice and bad decisions, and that's just the way we're built, you know, but hopefully the small things like this that we do can help in some capacity.
And Bernson says often the people who benefit most from these arrests are the defendants, if convicted, because they go to jail where they can sober up and later have an opportunity to start again. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.